right, what workers sing. Professors don't let you learn. But my goal, the people's writer, his columns the workers love. Without money on the Lower East Side, he was forced to drop out school for a wage. But a way to escape was what he did find when he discovered others felt his class rage. He read books alone, taught himself how to write, then wrote news about striking workers. From New England to Mexico, from the village to Provincetown, he looked for truth to pass on to the masses. What workers write, what workers sing, professors don't let you learn. But my ghoul, the people's writer, his columns a worker's love. They called him the dean of proletarian literature, which he promoted in left magazines. Liberator and the masses, which he did edit, socialist dreams. His Change the World columns for the Daily Worker warned against fascism and more wars. He wrote The Life of John Brown, his Hollow Men book, exposed rioters who deserted the cause. What workers write, what workers sing, professors don't let you learn. But my goal, the people's writer, his columns the workers love. In a silent decade, he continued to write for workers like him. Masses and mainstream and in people's world, he spoke truths they English departments ignored. The FBI watched him live in the Bronx, then out to Frisco he did flee. The will he did write and never sold out and praised the protest of write, what workers sing, professors don't let you learn. But my goal, the people's writer, his columns the workers love. He died in the 70s, but with wife raised two sons. At the same time he wrote Change the World. Cash he did earn from post-50s prose, but he left behind inspirational words. What workers write, what workers sing, professors don't let you learn. But my goal, the people's writer,